Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Question. What if it always seems like no matter how hard you try, you wind up behaving in your old patterns? You can't see the other choices because your 7-year-old doesn't have a program for making them. This is what you have to create as an adult. Evolution means that every lifetime you learn based on what was in there that didn't work. It gets projected out, and you get to look at how much it doesn't work, and you get to choose something else. When you keep letting what doesn't work run you, you're not evolving. You're stuck in an addicted pattern of behavior that didn't work when you did it 50 other times. The beauty of this game is that you get to say, "This doesn't work. I'm going to do something else." In order to do that, you have to stay awake. You can only create in the moment. You cannot create based on yesterday. You can only react to yesterday. You can react in some kind of suspected fear about tomorrow. Today, you can have it be whatever you want, but you have to be awake and you have to choose it. You can create it right now as long as you're saying yes in a conscious present moment. The answer has to be yes. It's a universal law. Question. What does race mean in the game of life? How does being white or black affect the player? You're white one life, and then you're black, brown, yellow, and red. Then you're a man, and then you're a woman. Somebody plays good guy, and somebody plays bad guy, and the next time it's the opposite. Spirit has it all separated, so you can see you can't make it alone. You have to learn what can be learned from each position. By the time you're a master in this game, you're drawn to all people. You want to reconnect. It's very important that you understand that you play all of these positions. Question. What about the Native American story? They decided they didn't have the desire or ability to fight, so they decided to go into consciousness and be guides. Everybody has a Native American spirit guide, at least one. Question. Is it harder to play the game from certain positions? Nobody has a harder position than anybody else. All of them have their high points and their low points. Everyone is playing a role. No role is more powerful. The game is only painful when there's no awareness of God's doing it. There is no way you can play this game joyfully without knowing someone has your back, your front, your side, 24/7. There's such an emptiness when there's no God. There's such a longing. Question. What about the choice of being a male or a female, especially now with roles blurring? The man is the positive polarity and the woman is the negative polarity. He has the power to fill up her cup. If her cup is filled, life continues. She cannot do it by herself. He cannot do it by himself. He can't do anything without context. There has to be a cup for that seed to go into. There has to be a consciousness for him to fill. If she doesn't provide it, nobody wins. If there is no context for peace, love, and growth, there is no possible way there can be any of those things.